Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. How is everybody doing? Good morning. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks. And we got a lot to talk to you about today. How is everybody doing? I tell you, in the Midwest, we're facing, this is the tornado season, okay? This is when the weather is changing. 1 week, it can be in the 80s. The next week, it can be in the 30s and 40s. And then the next week, it can go back to the 70s and 80s, and vice versa. That's just what happens. That's just the way, that's just this time of year. April showers bring May flowers. That's the saying. You know, that's out of our hands. Some things are just we don't have no control over. But there are some things that we do have control over. And that's our attitude. That's our get up and go. That's our hallelujah anyhow. That's our, oh well, it's all right. That's our, it's going to be okay. That's our, I trust in God. He's never failed me. That's what we do. That's what we say when things are straight up beyond our control. We have to trust in God. We pray for our families. We pray for our loved ones. We pray for those that we don't know. We pray for those that are homeless. And we pray for those who are sick. And those who are facing all kind of dilemmas and issues, joblessness. We pray for them. We pray. We pray for God's protection. We pray for God's deliverance. We pray for God's supply and meeting the needs. We pray for God's wisdom in taking care of those that are less fortunate. Yeah. So when you face and when you see that, oh, Lord, it's going to be raining all weekend, or, oh, Lord, it's going to be this and that all next week. Oh, Lord, they forecasting this. You know what our prayer should be? Well, Lord, it's all right with me. Whatever you're doing, Lord, don't do it without me. Use me, Lord, any way you want to. It's all right with me. Yeah, it's all right, Lord. Because, see, you know what? When we have that kind of attitude, that's what God can use. That's who God wants to use. And then it takes you, as he uses you, it takes you from this level to the next level. You find yourself doing things you didn't know you could do. Going places you didn't know you was going to be going. Helping somebody, helping this person or that. You didn't know. You didn't even have that in your, that was furthest from your mind. But that's who God uses. Somebody that's willing. Somebody that says, Lord, I don't know what you're doing in this season, but whatever it is, don't do it without me. Use me, Lord, to be a blessing to somebody that needs a helping hand, that needs strength, that needs encouragement, that needs somebody to just motivate them, that needs somebody to show them some love. Yeah. We got a word for you today, and I'm excited to give to you. The title of our message today is Changed Through Meditation. Changed Through Meditation. What is your mind on? What do you dwell on most of the time? Are you thinking about what you don't have a lot of times? Does that take up a lot of your mind? Or are you thinking about the person that did you wrong? That did something to you? Is that where your mind is most of the time? Or is your mind about getting back what somebody took from you? How are you going to get it back? Is that where your mind is? What are you dwelling on? Paying bills? Does that take all of your mind? Does that take your energy and your thoughts? Paying bills? Or whatever it is that your mind is dwelling on and you're constantly thinking about. Does God fit in that picture? Is there any time for him? Well, we have a word for you. And I just want to take just slow. You know how you say slow your roll? I want to just slow up and put the Lord where he supposed to be in our lives and in my life. And that's in my everyday. In my everyday processing. In my everyday thoughts. Yeah. This scripture. Come on, somebody. This scripture comes out of the book of Psalms. Y'all know this scripture. Anybody that's been in the church for any time, they know this scripture. Psalm 1 and 1. Our key verse is 1 and 2. That's our key verse. But Psalm 1 and 1 and 2 and all the way through to the end of that passage of the book of Psalm. It says, our key verse is verse 2. But this says, verse 1, blessed is the man. Now, I have an NIV version, New International Version. It don't matter. Whatever version Bible you're going to read. Okay? Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers, but that means, hey, blessed is the man, okay, who doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of the mockers, but hold up, here it is. Stop right there. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight. This is what he uses to make him happy. His is his comfort. This is his joy. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law, he meditates day and night. He thinks about, he ponders, he dwells on, he meditates the Lord day and night. That's blessed, that's happy is the man. Okay, verse 3 says, he is like a tree planted by streams of water. My God, what can be better for a tree than to be planted near water? What could be better? The tree just grows. What it needs is there. It pulls what it needs is right there. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. See, he yields fruit, gives, blesses others, and gives, and gives. And gives and helps, strengthens others, builds up others, encourages one another. Yeah. Yields fruit in season. And not just fruit for this, but fruit for all. In season. And whose leaf does not wither. Keep on doing that. Don't mean you fall away. No, God strengthens you. He builds you up. He blesses you to be able to go from this place to that place, to go and minister over here, or go help somebody, or go do this. And you find yourself, well, I didn't realize I was doing all of that. Says his leaf does not wither, and whatever he does prospers. Yeah. That's the man, that's the person that delights himself in the Lord and meditates on God. His leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Yeah. I thank God for his word. Continue to reading his word. We're going to ask God to bless this message. Father, we thank you for this time you've given us. We certainly don't take it for granted. Lord, just please bless all of the listeners and the doers of your holy word. Help us to continue to serve you. Continue to walk in your way. You said in your word, blessed is the man. Happy is the man. Blessed is the man. Yeah. Blessed is the man who doesn't walk, who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers. That means, Lord, I just thank you that you're helping us to understand that that means not to hang around with people that's not like you. Don't be around folks that are lying and stealing and cheating. Yeah. Father, I just ask you to bless those that are under the sound of my voice, Lord. I pray that you would help us to grow, help us to learn and study your word, Lord. Please bless those in hospital rooms and those who are in sick beds. Lord, I pray that you bless those who are needy. And Lord, I just pray that you will meet the needs of your people and put your arms of love and comfort around those who've lost loved ones. Your word says, blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Lord, I just pray that you will watch over your people and help us to do your will this day and age, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers. Sitting in the seat of mockers, is that kind of like people that talk about Christianity? Make fun of Christianity and Christians? Make fun of those that love God. Make fun of ministers. Make fun of teachers. Make fun of prophets. Mockers. I can do what you do. That ain't nothing. Mockers. People that mock those that God has gifted. They did it back in the over 2,000 years ago, they did that back then. Made fun of those that were Christian. Well, those that were Christians and before then. Those who God blessed. God had his favor on. There were folks that made fun of their gifts. There's folks right to this day that mock Christianity. They make fun of Christianity and mock it. Mock believers. There's movies about making fun of Christianity. There's movies. And I mean, it's money making. But God, he still loves us in spite of all of the things that we do. You see, he gave his son for you and me. He gave his son out of love. And yet, man, Man turned their back on God so many times and so easily. Our title of our message is Changed Through Meditation. And I want to talk to you about what do you think about? Yeah. I want to say hello to Sister Pat. She brings me happiness in my spirit. She brings me happiness in my spirit. This is a follower of Christ down in the DeSoto area, Southern Missouri area. And I just praise God for her. Let me tell you about this card. How this card just links up with our message. Our message is Psalm 1, verse 2. And then, even before the Lord gave me this message for this week, she sent me this card that says, warm thoughts like lovely flowers lighten the heart and brighten the hours. Yeah. I thought, wow. How apropos. How did she know? Warm thoughts. You see, you can bless somebody just by being good. Having in your heart. Some people just have a sweet spirit. And they don't have to do no big, huge monstrosity. Just their kindness. Come on, somebody. And their goodness. Their meekness and temperance. She sent me a message that says, warm thoughts. I grab that. I'll grab it. Like lovely flowers. How I love beautiful flowers. Who doesn't? Especially this time of year. You see the flowers and the trees, how they have the little pink flowers on them or the little red, white flowers. Got one in my yard. Beautiful flowers. Warm thoughts are like lovely flowers. Lighten the heart. Hey. What heavy loads you've been carrying? Like I said, are you stressed? Are you worried? You without a job? Believe me, God knows. He knows your concerns. He knows your issues. He knows what your thoughts are. Yeah. Warm thoughts. Like lovely flowers. They lighten the heart. And brighten the hours. You know, one good thing about when you're praising God, have you ever just fell asleep? Just fell asleep. You said your prayers or you was singing a song and you just relaxed and you find yourself, oh, it's a half an hour later. Oh, I must have dozed off. Yeah, that's what God does. He brings us peace. He brings us joy. Yeah. Meditate means to think deeply and continuously about something. For a Christian, this means remaining in the presence of God and pondering each truth he reveals about himself until it becomes real and personal in your life. This takes time. Don't meditate instantly and stop instantly. No, this takes time. And in his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus accused certain would-be followers of calling him Lord. Yeah. Calling him Lord. And yet never doing what he told them. Let's look at Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 46. Jump on over to Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 46. It says, let's see here. While Jesus is teaching, this is Jesus' words, okay? Jesus is saying, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say? I will show you what he is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. Verse 48, he is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on a rock. When a flood came and the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it because it was well built. Verse 49 says, but the one who hears my word and does not, okay, who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. Yeah. Building on the Lord. Why you call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say? Yeah. Jesus was clear. He was crystal clear. And he told them, don't be calling me Lord, Lord, and you doing all and each and everything, whatever you want to do. Yeah. I trust in God. We got to put our hope and trust in something, y'all. Or we'll fall for anything. Trust in God. Lean on his word. Meditate on him day and night. Let him be in your thoughts. And then your heaviness doesn't be so heavy. It gets lighter. Somebody very dear to me, my son-in-law, he's been without a job. He had a job, a great job. But it was one of those seasonal positions. And you know what a seasonal position, sometimes they'll extend it. And then you hoping, okay, I hope they extend it again. But then you look up and you find yourself, okay, they're not going to extend it again. So I'm out of work. Okay, now I'm really out of work. What am I going to do? How am I going to pay these bills? The rent's due. Gas is due because we're coming out of the winter and I got these big gas bills and electric is due. Water bill, sewer bill, bills. And I'm just getting laid off. I got to, they extended it twice, but now I don't have any job. How soon am I going to get some money to pay these bills? Meditate means spending time reading and thinking about the Lord. Meditating on him. Yeah, blessed is the man. Happy is the man. Yeah, happy is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers. See, when you find yourself needing, don't go to where somebody is that don't know God. You go to the rock. You go to the source. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. So let me tell you, finish the story about my son-in-law, okay? He didn't know where he was going to get another job. He didn't know. He had to wait. Many times God is going to put us on a wait. He had to wait. While you're waiting, what are you doing? Well, he kept doing good, positive things and helping and doing this and filling in and helping. Well, I just got a message from him a few days ago. Mom, guess what? I start work in a week. I got the job. Something that he wanted. Something that is better than he had before. Come on, somebody. That's God. Something that he got the job. Better than the one he had before. Yeah. When you meditate on scriptures, the truth moves you from your head to your heart. And it results in your obedience. Yeah. The psalmist said in Psalm 119 and 11, he says, I have treasured your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. I put your word right there in my heart. Okay? I put my word right there in my heart so I won't sin against you. This NIV says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. And then verse 12, it says, praise be to you, O Lord, teach me your decrees. With my lips, I recount all the laws that came from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate. Come on, there's that word again. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees, and I will not neglect your word. Yeah, that's Psalm 119, verses 11 through 16. When you get a chance, I hope you can read it. Yeah. You could reject a doctrine, or you could ignore a concept or a challenge or a principle. But it's much more difficult to ignore a person. You could have scripture in your mind and still sin against God. There are those who can recite long passages of scripture and yet live ungodly lives. However, you cannot have scripture in your heart and continue. Yeah. To sin against God. And you can't have scripture fill your heart. Fill your heart. And continue to sin against God. That don't work that way. When God's truth is allowed to touch the deepest corner of your soul, the Holy Spirit will transform you into the image of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Don't just read your Bible, but meditate on God's word and ask him to change your heart. Meditate on it. That's what the word of God says, that we're supposed to do that day and night. And I'm thankful he gives us another chance. I want to say, hold on. Don't let go. Be encouraged. No matter what you're facing, meditate on him. He will see you through. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks. When you get a chance, go on Facebook. Look up Trinity Talks. Or look up Donna Evans. See our messages. See our website. God bless you. This is Pastor Donna. And until next time, keep growing in the word of the Lord.